You know, D'Amico always says swarm.
What we're looking for is players, right, who are looking to swarm.
The swarm mindset, that whole mentality.
Right, we want players to have a special work ethic and a relentless mindset in everything that they do.
Who's in?
This is a special group of men, believe it.
It's the Payne and Pendergast Texans Circle of Swarm.
All right, we like that. Circle of Swarm. Love the
good
open,
job.
Ben.
Good job, Ben.
Yep, love the open. All right, so for those that are new to this, Seth came up with this a couple of weeks ago, and I love it. Circle of Swarm, like similar to the Astros Circle of Trust, in that it is focused on one of our teams here. The Circle of Trust with the Astros could have the whole team in it if need be, if they were all trustworthy. As you guys know, if you're a longtime listener, you know we do a Circle of Trust for the Astros. We'll probably do one in Monday or probably Tuesday of next week before the playoffs start. We'll do one heading into the playoffs. But those are just the Astros that we trust. The Circle of Swarm only has six people. Seth picks three, and I pick three. And it's all about the players that embody the swarm mentality the most, with some skewing to recency, right? It's not necessarily based on the Minnesota game, but the Minnesota game weighs probably a little heavier into it. But it's an overall grade, right?
Yeah, it's an overall grade, and I don't want to, like, if somebody's just been awesome all season and all of a sudden they have a bad game, he'll probably remain in it. We're still pretty young, so there's going to be a lot of movement here. I think kicker might be the one position that is going to fly wildly around based on previous performance.
Yeah,
right?
let's lay out who was in the Circle of Swarm as of a week ago at this time. You put in Nico Collins, Kamari Lassiter, and C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
I put in Azeez Alshire, Jalen Petrie, and coming off of two games where he kicked six 50-plus yard field goals, Kaimi Fairbairn. We had a kicker in the initial Circle of Swarm, and I am not apologetic about it at all.
No,
at
me
the time.
Neither. But I would handicap it as him not having a good chance of making it this week.
Not on my list. Yeah, so.
He's a victim of his own success.
That's
anything
right.
Above, he misses a 50-plus yarder these days. I'm like, ah, bum.
Which he did. He missed.
I know kickers and never miss 50-plus yarders,
right.
Ever.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, the honor is yours, sir. Would you like to go first?
No, well, you go first this week because I went first last week.
Yeah. I am putting in a newcomer to the Circle of Swarm. I am putting in... Will Anderson Jr. goes into the Circle of Swarm this week.
Will
Anderson Jr. Are you regretting letting me go first? Right
no, now? it's gonna make it difficult for me for another guy. Right.
But I think Will Anderson Jr. deserves it. I think if I'm not mistaken, either he or Danielle Hunter leads the league in pressures right now, and the other one is second. I forget what order it's in. But yeah. Will got his second and a half sack last week against
Sam pressures Darnold. Are a tricky stat, and I think in some sites Daniil is higher than Will, and in other sites vice versa.
But they are both swarming right now.
I think they've both been swarming. I think at times, you know, and Will's got the sacks to show for it. So I mean, I don't know where he is on the league leaders of sacks right now. I don't worry about it because it's early in the season. That stuff tends to balance out over time. But. No, it's hard for me because I wanted to put one of those two guys in, and I'm not quite sure yet. So I'm gonna hold back for a little bit,
okay?
Because I was gonna put either Danielle Hunter or Will Anderson in.
Okay, yeah.
And last week people were upset that there were no defensive linemen in the Circle of Swarm.
So
last
I wanted
week.
To get it out of the way this week.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and because I fear that somehow we might go through this and he wouldn't be in here.
Okay.
Despite C.J. Stroud not being amongst the league leaders in various passing categories right now, I think he's done the absolute best with what he's had to work with in a lot of respects with some of the issues on the offensive line. And I do think that some of the stats will get piled up as the season goes on. So I'm going to put mostly by virtue of his leadership through this stretch here where there's zero panic in his game. I think he's done a really good job of trying to address things and trying to, you know, do things the right way and not panic while also made some great throws last week that were wiped out by penalty.
Yep.
Or even great plays within a series that were later wiped out by penalty in terms of the series itself. So I'll put C.J. Stroud in.
I like it. C.J. Stroud in the circle. So he is he was in last week. He's back in this week.
Yeah.
Will Anderson Jr. and C.J. Stroud, the two linchpins for the franchise moving forward, the first two. All right, I'm up next here, huh? All right, I am going to put I'm going to put Stephon Diggs in the circle of swarm.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to put Stephon Diggs in the circle of swarm.
Okay, yeah.
Stephon Diggs, who was trying to kind of take the leadership role on the sideline last week, 10 catches, 94 yards. I think this is probably a swarm nomination that factors in everything going back, even maybe preseason, and how Diggs has been viewed by the team as a mentor and whatnot. And I think some of it, Seth, is, I'll admit, wishful thinking for this weekend, that when Diggs, who as of right now might end up being their primary offensive weapon.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Nico Collins has a hamstring issue that popped up on the pot, was added to the injury report late yesterday.
Yeah. So I'm putting Diggs, Stephon Diggs, circle of swarm. Someone asked on the text page, was Diggs in last week? He was not. He makes his first appearance in week, we'll call it week four because it's leading into this weekend. But I'm putting Stephon Diggs in the circle of swarm.
Okay, I'll tell you what, man. This circle of swarm is going to end up coming back on Bobby Slowick in a big way. I once, Sean, my college coach got fired basically because he had too many good football players on his team, but we didn't win.
Translate.
In a year where we had two players from Cornell drafted, one on offense, one on defense, for the first time in decades since a Cornell player had gotten drafted, we went 4-6.
Oh, wow.
And the administration was like, what the hell's going on here? How do you have you got a running back go get drafted in the NFL, you got a defensive lineman,
running
you guys
back?
Are 4-6. Yeah, Chad Leavitt. Went to, they made him a fullback in Oakland, back
okay.
when fullbacks were more of a thing.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Nico Collins.
Oh, wow,
I can't
we got
leave
two wideouts, huh? Okay.
We've got a quarterback and two wideouts on one of the worst passing offenses in the league. This might be the most fraudulent circle of swarm in the history
Is that
of circle
our fault?
Of swarm.
Is that our fault? It's
no,
not our fault.
It's Bobby Slowick's fault, damn it.
Oh,
get
my
your butts in gear, offensive line. The offensive line is destroying the circle of swarm.
Right.
That's how bad the offensive line is.
Yes.
Including Laramie Tunsil and Titus Howard.
Yes.
They're part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the defense, too. Like, if the defense had been truly swarming last week, then there would be, now my guess is there's going to be at least one, if not two, defensive players to close this thing out. But thus far, I have put in Will Anderson Jr. in the circle of swarm and Stephon Diggs. Seth has put in C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins. Our quarterback.
Okay, C.J.'s the one. Honestly, C.J. might be the most controversial choice so far. I'm not going to check the text line until we're done with this.
Yeah.
But I feel like C.J. might start getting some heat. But I still trust that much in C.J. and for his leadership through this devastating stretch where the Texans are 2-1.
All right.
but still, it was devastating last week.
I'm down to two, and I can't decide. Do I go with the tried and true who's already in the circle of swarm? Good game last week, or do I go with the newbie at the same position? I'm going to go with the tried and true. Because I've gone newbie on my first two. Aziz Alshire should remain in the circle of swarm.
Okay, all right, okay.
He should remain. He had 10 tackles and two TFLs. Yep. He hit the QB a few times.
So for me, on my list that I had seven candidates.
Yep.
Five of them are in already.
Me too.
This comes down to...
I can't wait to see if you and I have the same list. This
comes down to me for Danielle Hunter and Jalen Petrie.
Oh, okay.
So Jalen Petrie was in it last week.
He was in it last week.
Who was yours?
Put Tim Settle on kind of a back burner.
All right. I'm going to put him in as an upcoming candidate.
Okay,
Real quick.
He's on the Circle of Swarm watch list.
Yeah. After I complete the circle here, I'll play a little bit of audio.
Okay.
Now we didn't have to play that audio, but yeah, Tim Settle definitely is a rising potential Circle of Swarmer. All right, this is the thing about Petrie. I think last week was a little bit of a sign of the weakness this defense might have. If you're using Jalen Petrie basically as your third linebacker, there were times last week where I think the Texans really would have liked to have been in a base 4-3, but they couldn't. They only had two linebackers play in the game last week because Jalen Petrie is basically their third linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a lot of other times where they had to be out there and dime, I think, because Jalen Petrie's not as good in coverage as your average cornerback. So they were light in the pants last week.
Yep.
They were just a... They were, and so there's some things Jalen Petrie's not going to be able to do as well as a linebacker, and that hurt them a bit last week, and he got kind of exposed a little bit in coverage at times last week. So I will eject Jalen Petrie for the week. I still admire the – he plays like a Circle of Swarm member.
He does.
But he's just it wasn't good for them last week the way the defense was structured. So I'll go with Danielle Hunter. I just had hesitation about putting both those guys in. But Danielle Hunter also by virtue of his unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Hitting Darnold in the back of the legs.
It wasn't a dirty hit. No. It was an aggressive football play.
Yeah.
All the Vikings players after the game said, no, it wasn't dirty or whatever.
Yeah,
but it was
him.
A hit on the quarterback that knocked him out. And, you know, it was clean as far as dirty hits go.
Right.
The intent was not there.
Right.
So
right.
He, at that point, he potentially would have given the Texans a chance to be back in the game if Darnold had been out. So, Danielle Hunter is in there. Alshire, I'm good with. It's not like he had a spectacular game or anything, but week in and week out, that's the kind of passion, energy, and hard-hitting
for sure
style that you want.
For sure.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sure. Before we recap the six that are in, the other name I had written down, and I've not gone back and watched that Vikings game just because it's 34-7, but I know you probably have. Where is Henry Toa Toa on the Swarm watch list right now?
He was... not on my Circle of Swarm watch list.
Gotcha.
Not based on last week. He's still a work in progress.
Okay.
He was more of his youthful issues showed up last week than had in the first 2 weeks. I still like him a lot.
Yeah.
But he's still a work in progress as a player. He's leaps and bounds ahead of where he was last year, but he needs some seasoning still.
You got excited when
I
said...
Do we know if Christian Harris is going to play football this year, by the way?
He's on IR, so we will know more after this week. You know, it's a four-week thing.
Yeah, he's on the four-week IR. He's eligible to return after this week.
Right. So I think it's been kind of out of sight, out of mind. You know, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, but I don't feel like this is a no good news is good news. What's the old saying?
No news is good news.
Yeah.
I would agree with you on that. Yeah.
I would have liked to have heard a report somewhere about like, oh, yeah, by the way, did you see Christian Harris?
Right.
Timing himself in the 40 just because he felt so good and he wanted to see if
timing
he could break 4.6. Yeah.
Hits the stopwatch and starts running.
Sean, oh wait, our listeners can appreciate this.
Yeah.
That's one of the hardest things to do and be honest with yourself about is timing yourself definitely in a 40. We've all run 4.6 40s when timing ourselves.
What's the fastest 40 you've ever run timing yourself?
The fastest self-timed 40.
Right.
I definitely ran a 4.7 at some point. But then also, when you're training on your own for your conditioning test, like when you're getting ready for your football conditioning test, when you're just, you know, you don't have a group to run with or whatever, so you're trying to time yourself, it's hard to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
But it's good. I think usually you err on the side of caution there. So I remember I used to have to run by myself a lot after I got done working on the farm all day. And I'd be out there, you know, with my 110 yards marked off at the farm. And I would be like, crap, I'm not even making any of these times.
Yeah.
And then I would show up and do the conditioning test in college after, you know, not having worked a 10-hour day.
Right.
And I was just dusting it. I'd be like three seconds ahead of everybody else. Guys are mad at me because I'm making them look bad.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. Seth, you're a damn liar. Your college coach got fired for besmirching the good name of Thoreau.
He plagiarized a pregame speech from Henry David Thoreau.
All right, to recap, the Circle of Swarm for week four for the Jags game this weekend, based on prior performance, Will Anderson Jr., C.J. Stroud, Stephon Diggs, Nico Collins, Azeez Alshire, Danielle Hunter.
Okay.
Those are marquee players. I would prefer if some blue-collar guys would start showing up on this thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are – if coming into the season, those are six of your probably 10 most noteworthy guys.
I think Alshire is the blue-collar guy in the bunch.
He is.
You know, I don't think he's going to be all-pro or anything like that, but I think in terms of just having an old-school middle linebacker, that kind of ethos about him. I like Alshire in the circle of
the rest of these guys are all like NFL top 100 guys. Will Anderson Jr., CJ Stroud,
swarm like, yeah, Hunter. the whole whatever swarm means to you.
Well, and it means that at least at some levels on the higher part of the roster, they've been very good at evaluating swarm mentality.
Well, it's special work ethic and relentless mindset. I feel like those guys are emblematic of all
right. Maybe they feel,
but also with a little bit of like actual football playing ability.
Great if one offensive lineman would show up on this thing. You know what I mean? That would be fun.
Dude, there's no way. I just...
Ever? In this season?
No. Kenyon Green, Juice Scruggs, and Shaq Mason have the potential for it. Not by the way that Shaq Mason has been playing right now, or Kenyon Green, but they're more like swarm-like dudes.
Yeah.
The offensive tackles, like, those dudes are Gucci offensive tackles, man. They just... they got no appetite.
Even if they have good games, you won't allow it.
They got no appetite for the ultra-violence. Yeah.
All right, weigh in. How did we do? Circle of swarm. Will Anderson Jr., CJ Stroud, Steph Diggs, Nico Azeez, Danielle Hunter. Hey, we've already got some juice for next week's game at NRG. Not the Jags game. I'm talking about the Bills game next week. Thank you, Bills. Thank you, Josh Allen. We've got that for you coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.